סימן רייס המחדלת סעיף זיין. קורח זפס או ישי בו חלב סובי ופסילו מדליקים בהם. We learned in סימן, on our סימן and סעיף גימל, that is different kind of oils, שמנים, that שאין מדליקים בהם לשבס, because we need אין מדליקים אלו בשמן הנמשך אחר הפסילו. But shemen that is not nimshach achar psila, like zefes, shaiva, and shemen that is made from cotton, you're not allowed to light it for Shabbos, because we choshesh that he will come to be matir because it doesn't light properly. The Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Zayin is saying ha'alocha, that it's only when he puts it like an oil inside a dish, and he puts a psila inside. But if he makes from it like a candle, korach zefes yishaiva yichel asar ha'psila madlikim bohem. Mishabura explains it, Sivkotim Chavdalet, the Le'asru b'kula elim gani nesunim b'kli, v'neisen ha'psila b'seichom, k'mi sho'isim b'shemen, sho'ozen im shocher machar ha'psila. Aval b'zeh that he made it like a candle, nimshach shapir im ha'psila sh'b'seichoi, and Mishabura repeat himself in Sivkotim Yud Gimel also. Suviv ha'psila dafke im ha'psila k'sheira, aval im ipsula le'me'ani ha'kricha b'zeh. Soviv lo. Mishomazam al-Erbach was mesupek. Today they have, you can see it a lot of time in our candles, they're not made from zephyrs, but they put in a dish, and they come like a small candle, and when you light it, it melts and it turns to become like liquid. What would be if a person has such a kind of ner from zephyrs? And when he lights it, it becomes liquid, and then it slides inside the liquid. Shemazama's netiyah is that because b'shasa adlok, it's like a ner, chazal will not goyzo. Even if we will not accept that chiddush of Shlomo Zalman, what would it be if they have a candle today that even when it melts, it lights very good? So kudu b'chai gavne, it's not a problem. Because anyway, we saw in the Mishneh Berurah and Sif Kotten Chof Gimel that our candles today, even if it's made from shaiva, you could light by it because it lights so good, it's better even from oil. So even if we will say that a normal oil of zephyrs, even if it's made goodly today, you can't light with it because Loi Pluk Chazal, they said zephyr is not good. Some will say, but if it lights good today, Chazal will not oisa. But even if we will say Loi Pluk, but because it's like a candle, and in a candle also Chazal will never go oisa, so even if it turns to liquid, you could use it. Seif Ches. Hamadlik, Tzor Shiyadlik, Roi Mashiyotze Min Apsilo Min Aner. צורך שיאליק זה משנבור הסבקות מחבוב, כדי שיתיה להב אוי לו יופי מיד שיסליק יודוי. כמו שאוי או אינן בעלוק הסמנוירו. נעד אוני אין אוי עוזוק במשנבור, והוא הדין מנר שיילו וחילב. סעיף טס. שכנוך פסקינס אין צורך להבב הפסילו פירוש. He doesn't have to burn a little bit the psilo before and shut it off right away. פירוש אינן העיבוב ייפול על דובר שאין ניסרף לגמרי, doesn't burn completely, וגם לקיים לגמרי. אל תאכלו ממנו נו, it says in common Pesach, אל תאכלו ממנו נו, כי אם בושל מבושל במים. I'm sorry, אל תאכלו ממנו נו, and also not בושל מבושל במים, כי אם צלי אש. And the Targum Yonis of Nazira says, אל תאכלו ממנו נו, מהבב. Means a little bit yes, a little bit not. That's what Rashi says also על התאירו. So מאיגר הדין, you don't have to be מהבב the psilis. You don't have to light it and show it right away. ומכל מקום נועלות להלדיק הפסילו לחבויסו כדי שתהיה מוכרחס ותכס באור יופה. The meaning is the Ramov exam from the tour to do it, that the fire will catch nicely. ושנבו הסיב קודם חופכס, ומכל מקום נועגו ענד אוני אין אויול והבנר הכורך כי אינן שלנו אוי סימכם. וזה, who will do this, יעשה האיש מתחילו. ויתאלה שתשתה האיש הבד לקוסו בהגיע הזמנו. And later when the lady is coming to light, the wife is coming to light the candles, she will not have to be busy doing it. The Loshna Mishnabura that the men do it. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav is mashma that the Noshim do it. But the Mishnabura here says that the man does it, it's interesting. He doesn't say for the same reason that he said before, that is a reason that the Ish has to do it, Bichlei, that the Chil and the Ish is to prepare the Neirois. And Simen Reis HaMachgimah Sivkot Yud Beis. The Toiv Sha'ish Yitakin HaNeirois. So Lechur, why he doesn't say that the Ish has to do it midin tikkun haneiros? He doesn't say that. But even so, he says it, that it's better that the Ish later will have it when she lights, she will not have to prepare this preparation. What is the maila to mechachich the ner? Later it lights better. The Metzius says in the end it lights the same. But Lechur, the b'shas de'adloke, it looks nicer and it catches nicer. And this is a hidur b'shas de'adloke. It's a chiddush shtikl, but it's a hidu b'shal zad loke. Like we see that we see the inyan shetia shalev esoy lo yofe. The shmirasabes kilchos are really paskin this aloche. And simen perik mem gimel seivov. ומכל מקום שגם הבעל השתתה בעשיית המצווה, שיחין הסנרס וידליקם, ושוב יחה באחר זמן קוצר, כדי שתהיה פסילה מחוכחס, ואור יאוכס ביופה. ונזמצאין על משנה ברורה. נזמצאין על משנה ברורה. למעשה, in Sefer, הליך ירושבס, they bring down, that the חזניש said like this. וכל זה בנרוי שלוי. Ha'osi rak mipsilas zum Gefen, that the psilas were only from cotton. Aval neiroi shava v'satrin shalonu, all kind of candles, the doilkim heitev. Why? Because they put even wax inside the psile. Ein tzorich lehavav klal. The hivuv ein amoil klal doesn't make it better. And more from that, and the floating wicks, as megarea, it becomes worse. And this is what I saw really before you. But if someone lights with shemen zayis, with cotton psilas, then mitzvah lehaviv, like the Rambo. And in Sefer Oiches Rabbeinu Chilek Aleph, page Kuf Hei, they bring down B'Shem the Chazanish, and also by the Distipler, was no minik to be mehaviv, and they were never mehaviv the candles. And be'etem it's two minhagim, I know Yidden that do it, my father does it, and I know people that don't do it, they find it that it disturbs, it makes it goruah b'yoysa. So if you'd, ein madlikim besmartutim afilu mechurochim. Mesmartutim, the Mishnebura says, if come Choftes, Hainu bloe big day pishlen gasim. Umitam shen aor nechaz yofer behem, v'ayim beprime godim, ein madlikim ala shulchon benarcheres yoshan demois, elem ken isiko ba'or. If he means only on the table, or he means every candle, Shabbos candle, that it's mois, or maybe the ones that in the room that you eat, not dafka ala table, not dafka ala shulchon. ואם הוא של זכוכית או של חרס מצאו בשורי שאין המויס כל כך, ובשעוני שאין לו ודאי מותו, ומה שהסבטו מן השבס, דור חויבו. And it's much more, because if we'll be only a dinner on the table, tell the poor person to put it down on the table. סימן רי סמכי דין קלים הניתונים תחס הנר, a lot of הלוכס will be learned from the סימן, we'll start the סימן today, we'll have to finish with a different year, but we'll start a lot of הלוכס come out from the סימן. Again, Simon Reisa Machay Din Kelim Anitonim Tachasaner. Seif Aleph. Ein Noisnim Klim Enukov Maleshemen Al Pianer Kedei Shehiye Noitev Betoichoy. Gzei Roshem Mistapik Menu Vizchayim Mishum Echabe. Is a halacha, a person has a candle with oil and it's full and he wants to have more oil later. So, but he can't put more oil in the candle in Shabbos. So he takes another dish, he makes a little hole and he puts it on top of the first dish. And it dribbles inside, drip by drip. So when the oil in the bottom one starts to run out, more oil is coming from the top. It's also as a gzeira de rabbonon that he will come to take out from the top oil, and he's chayim mishum mechabe. V'imchibol ebesid ebechalsis muta. The kevon shugli echod bodim ebesid mishum isu shabbos. He will understand that it's also to take out from the top one, and it's no gzeira de rabbonon. Mimenu. Mishum Burek says, what is a gzeira? The kevon shugli echod. שאין הנר בתוכו לבדל מיני. וכיוון שהוקצו לנר המסתפק חיים משום מחבא. Everyone knows the halacha to take out oil from the candle is חיים משום מחבא. המסתפק מן הנר חיים משום מחבא. But here a person will think that it's two separate dishes and he's allowed to take. This is the reason it's also with the Rabbanon to use it גזירת השם במסתפק. וישחייב משום מחבא. ואפילו להפויסים שסורים דה סתם כיבו, אין מחיר וחד עושה כיסור בעלמה, מלבד כשהוא מחבא כשצור לפחומים, even so, חזר מלך זירה. And goes to the Rabbanon like Zeyre, even that it's not חיר וחד עושה, it really takes out the oil, because it's not מלוכה הצריכה לגופו. But because we can learn here, החידוש הלוכה, that is the איסור להסתפק מן השמן, not only from the shemen that is inside, even from the shemen that is in the other dish, is the איסור ברבנון to be מסתפק. And this is the reason they said you're not allowed to leave it, גזירה שמה יסתפק. What is the Isur? The Primogodim bleib tzorichiyun. The separate dish is not connected. I'll read the Lashem Primogodim. It's called Nalef. Any idea? Ktzor zum amoyele shishchayim mishum mechaber. The Mishabur said the Lashem kevon shehuk tzor lanera mistapek chayim mishum mechaber. Why? The Shulchan Aruch HaRav is mashma that we choshesh he will take the whole dish. I couldn't get clear what he tries to answer there. The Pnei Yeshua Masma, that for sure is not an Isur Deraisa here. It's Nireke Mechabe, and Chazal also answered it. Now we'll go to the Iker Shaila. Okay, a person is mistapik not from the second dish, from the Ner Atzmoy. Chai Mishu Mechabe. Why? The Mishnah Berurah Sif Mentov Kuf Yudalet, Sif Kodm Yudalet, he says that it's Chai Mishu Mechabe. The Kavon, Shemaser Shemon Me'at Me'aner Al Yedei Zeh, Kor Olrek Tzat. It becomes a little bit darker. V'arezek Mechabe. Mashma, that without that, the fact that now that he took out oil and the mele later it will go off earlier, it's only gram kibui. And the rosh and beitze and davchov beiz, it's mashma a different hesber, that the reason is because it's connected together, it's called mistapek min hashemen, and it's called mechabe. And it's mamash meloche. Even if the light doesn't go off. The one that is saying if a person has gas burning and it's connected to outside the two gas balloons, and he wants to shut one of them. Dear the chur, that gas doesn't make the light to be lower inside the house in the meantime. But so the fidah mishnah berurah could be to be only a isur de rabbanon of gram kibui. But she engel the fidah rosh could be a melacha de reise. Could be nafkiminis and shabbos. The gabbai amir lenochi b'shas a mitzvah. In different cases, the bir alocha brings down a chidush. What would be if the oil on the top one is oil like neft that no one uses for his own needs? Maybe there is no gzeir Hashem yistapek because he doesn't need this oil. He will never drink from it. And start to be mistapek that on a day that the fire will go off earlier, we're not choshesh. It's a chiddush. I would say that would be mistapek. Stam, he doesn't want it to light for so long. He needs the oil. He wants it to light for a different time. But in the Bi'aloha is mashma that the ikar reason is that he will use the oil for his own needs. Maybe if it's an oil that he can't use for his own needs, for his own needs, chaygavim maybe is no gzeira. Seif base. Lo yimalikah roshemen vitena b'tzad aner, v'itim reish apsilo b'tzayicho b'shvil shite eshoyeves. Gzeira Hashem v'istapek v'meno. Here's another chiddush. He has a candle, but it's not enough oil inside. It's not so big. So he takes the psile, and the edge of the psile he takes out, and it goes into another dish. So there, for sure, when you take out from the other dish, the shemen and Shabbos, yimam Hashem mechabe for both reasons. But I would think that you don't have to make a gzera. Everyone knows that it's also to take out. Even so, maybe a person will not realize that it's called that the second dish is also burning now, and he will come to take out oil from that second dish, and the nimsa that he's chayim isha mechabe. Mishne bura sivkot in gimel. Roish ha-psilo, rasonem ha-ktze ha-sheni ma-psilo. She'en ha-dolek yitem ba-keoro lishov ha-shemen. Sargadai do-chamine keben ha-psilo monachas gam ba-keoro yebot v'menei. Komash malon, da-fulo ochi gazrinen. Mimenu v'gam b'zeim chibro b'sid v'b'char sismuta. The same heter. Simen, Seif Gimel. Ein nois nimkli b'shabes tachas aner lekabel shemen anoitev. Nu aloche, you're not allowed to put a dish under the candle to get the oil that drips out from the candle. Mishu mevatel kli meichonoi. Because now this oil will fall into the bottom dish and you can't move the dish because it has mukta inside. But mutar litne v'boidiyoim. But you're allowed to put it before Shabbos there. V'ashemen ha-noitev also v'istafim menu b'Shabbos. So what is this halacha that we're learning? It's a new halacha that is called Isur Levatel Kli Me'echonoi. So Isur Berabonon, you're not allowed to cause a kli to be bottled Me'echonoi b'Shabbos. Then you take this dish and you put it under the candle and the oil comes in and now you can't move this dish in Shabbos. It's called Bitul Kli Me'echonoi. And we found stiras of the reason. Why you're not allowed to mevatel kli meicholim? For sure, it's isur berabbanon. And Rashi in Masechah Shabbos, daf kuf chaf ches amud beis, and kuf nun dalet amud beis, he says because it's also levatel kli meicholoi mishum mechzik esoyser. And this is the lashon of Mishneh Berurah Bayos, and also the Mishneh Berurah lekamon and simen shin yud sivkot mechof, and also in simen shin yud gimel sivkot lamed zayin. Kedai to see in the biral in the sharatzion there. The Prime Godim says, the Loshon Soyser Tashmishoi. This is one reason. Now, in that reason of Soyser, we found two ways how to learn why it's Mechzik Soyser. Some Lashonis Rashi is Mashma that Ki'ilu, he's connecting it to the floor, and now he can move it so he will Soyser it. And a different Loshon is Soyser Tashmishoi. Now you can't use it. It's not Roy Latashmish. Le'umazdem and Rashi and Shabbos daf membeis, it's mashma that the reason you're not allowed to vater kli meichonoi, dehave le kuvei abimekoimoi, umechabri betit v'demel le meloche. What is the pshat? Zog the ritvo it's mechzik eboine. And this is the lashon chayodom in klal samachay siv ches and the tazen simen shin lamed ches siv katan dalad. I'll read the lashon hatam. The hatam the osu levate kli meichonoi taz shin lamed ches siv katan dalad. The haveli keboine. Kevon the osu the tazel haveli keboine binyan bezeh. So these are the two reasons. Other kesoisa, other keboine. Nafkamina could be, for example, for a kli that is not a choshev kli. So al soisa could be no isur of soisa. Piece of paper could be no isur soisa. Aber boine is shayach boine. Kli mustaki. Soisa is not shayach maybe, but boine is shayach. And the place can have a lot of different nafkaminas. We'll see later, Be'ez Hashem. Nafkaminas, if it's mitzad soisa or mitzad boine. We have to know how a person puts something in a garbage bag. Now the garbage bag is muktzes mevater kli meichonoi. How he puts bones on a plate mevater kli meichonoi. Be'ez Hashem, we'll be learning all the protim in the hemshach halachos and the hemshach hasimanim. But we'll go back to our halacha. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens that you're not allowed to put this dish under the candle to receive the oil that falls out because he mevater kli meichonoi. Zog the mishnah berurah sif katan hei. לקבל השמן, אבל מותר ליתן תחס נר של שייב או של חלב שחוש השם ייפול איפול וידליק מה שתחתו, ומניח שם כלי שלי שאיפול על הכלי, זה כיוון דאב של נער מיד האיסו, מתריך הכלי, כמו שקוסו בסימן רשע אין זין, לחוש מבט לכלי מייחונוי. Because he could make a mice a near for what fell inside, ומילא, it's not called מבט לכלי מייחונוי. The halacha is that you only make niur if you need the kli. If you don't need the kli, you don't make a niur. Maybe I will not need the kli in Shabbos. So, not like some wanted to learn pshat, and Mishnah Berurah says that he takes a kli that mistami he will need, and maybe he's going to be menayrit. Because he has a right to be menayrit, so the maybe this kli already is not called a kli. It's not called a kli that was this batam et hashmishe because he could be menayrit, and maybe he's not mevatel kli meichonoi. But in the oil, well, he doesn't want it to spill. He wants to collect it. But mainly now in Shabbos, he can't move it because it's mukta. So mevater kli meichonoi. Ulehamid kli tachas apeichom shebereish apsilo shiipul etoichoi osu. Im levim bokim hefset. Va'afar gav de'la'achar shekov u'yochel le'na'aro min hakli. Ve'golmo kem choshi bid kli meichonoi lefisho al kolponim. Kevin she'yemshu le'na'aro miyad. Here the Mishabura means to say like this. It's another case. Not that he wants to catch the fire, he wants to catch the coals that fall off. The first minute he can't make a niur because it's fire yet. Only later he can make a niur. So, it's not mevatel kli meichonoi because later he can make a niur, but for a couple of minutes he can't make a niur. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Simon Reisa Machvov, Sivkon Chov Zayin, B'Shem Amogin Avrom, Yesh Lohi Roishen Mevatlim Kli Meichonoi Afilu Lefisho, Ela Be'amokim Hefsen Merube. So this is the reason he says by us, and only the Mokim Hefset to be Semech and the Setter. So we call Mokim Shulchan Aruch said, and Noisim Kli B'Shabes Tachas Haner Lekabel Shem and Anoitim Mimish Mevatel Kli Meichonoi. Zog the Mishnah Berurah Siv Kotten Vov. Meichonoi Shiyamuchem Mitchil Letatoloi Ve'achshov Oisri Betil Zolach Mez Hashem Shebetoichoi Shiyu Mukta Machmas Yisruk Meshikosu Besimen Reisha Intes Choyim Osru Levatel Kli Meichonoi Mipnei So here the Loshna Mishnah Berurah Shedoyme Keilu Soisar HaKli Yomashabroi. But Zog the Mishnah Berurah, when you could do it. Im yesh bakli dvar amuto, mutor lehanich etachas haner lekabel b'shemen, deyochel etaltel le'agav heter, u'b'inyan shemutor etaltel b'shvilei. So one etza is to bring a kli with davar heter and to put it under it. Some achronim ask the shaila. The halacha is in Shabbos, if you have mukta and heter together in a kli, if you could menayer out the mukta, you mechuv to menayer out the mukta, and not to move the kli with both together. So lechure, if it's a chiv to menayer and not to be semech and the heter to move them together. So the person wanted to say, if a person has a drawer before Shabbos, has mukta and heter, and it's time to use his drawer in Shabbos for the heter, lekatchila take out the mukta before Shabbos. So here also, what is my heter to leave a davar amutar inside? And then to put it near the oil. And it's not called about the kli meichonoi, because I could move them in a case that I can't make a niu. The case here is for sure that I can't make a niu, slosh lamogin avrom. Davar heter to leevshol lenaro, you put in, but he's causing himself that on Shabbos he will have to be menar davar amutar with davar ha'osu. He will have to carry davar amutar and davar ha'osu. So maybe here it's better because it's not that he would have to, that he could if he needs. So maybe it's not called botel kli meichonoi. He's not planning really to move it, but vali has a heter to move it. It's already called it was not mevatel kli meichonoi. Rabbi Kiveige asked the kasha, so why he has to put a davar heter, put only the shemen, and it's not called butter kli meichone, because he could put inside a davar heter, and then he could move it. This is Rabbi Kiveige's kasha. We have to know different tirutzim to miyashem Rabbi Kiveige's kasha. If you think about it, there's a lot of ways how to miyashem Rabbi Kiveige's kasha. Oil eitzah acheres kosa b'tshuvas maril, v'hiski mi amogin avrom, the yosem kli miboid yoyim tachas ha-shulchan, he will put a dish under the table miboid yoyim. ובשבת אחר האכיל יאסר את השולחן והכלי אימן מאסר מתחת הנר. ועבדו גוירים בשבת סבת הכלי מיכון על ידי עשור את השולחן. And now the oil drips into the keli. וכל מקום שורי כיוון שאני מבד לבי ידיים בשבת. ואלי דנדו את בי ידיים בשבת את סבוטו. ועוד. So first is the first reason. So it's a big חידושי that ביטל כלי מיכון אין עד בי ידיים את סבוטו. שום זמן היום בחסר לפי דם. Person has a כלי that is inside דובר איסור and דובר מוטר. You're allowed to take out the davar hamutar, even that you're causing aliday ze bitul kli meichonoi. I will read over the loshen. The shmir shabbos kilchosav and nira the kli sheyesh bo isur veheter mutar likach beheter. The less we mishum about the kli meichonoi, the kevin shelo yosam aisa beguf hakli. The arayim mesimen reisa machay shmibur asivkot nivol b'shem tshuvas maril. The afilu grom eshor bitul kli meichonoi. The Yisera Mizui brings the Raif of the Meiri. This is the Shem Zama Noyabach. The Olam have a little Ore. Why, if this is the Heter, Shem Zama says even in Shabbos you can take out the Kli Heter, even now you're causing a bit of Kli Meichonai. So why the Mishnah Berurah says to bring the dish under the table before Shabbos? Bring it in Shabbos. Why you have to bring it under before Shabbos? So I will tell a Svore, that if you bring it in Shabbos, we look at it like one big maaseh, like you mevater kli beichonoi. Only if you bring it before Shabbos, then it's a heter. We have to think it over, but if it's emes, I could say a very big chiddush. I'm stopping. What if someone else will bring the keli, and then you will move the table? Could it be a heter? I'm not sure. The halacha is, the gemara in Shabbos kuf nun dalet, hoyso chamoiroi tu'uno klei schuchis. His donkey is full with klei schuchis. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to bring pillows to put it nearby to open the strings and the glass will fall on top of the pillows and will not break because they're muktzeh and you're mevater kli meichonoi. The olam has the kasha, but it's only a gromo. I'm only opening the strings. So some achronim say to open the string is like bikta de maya, it's like my koyach, it's kila mevater kli b'yadayim. But could be the answer is if I bought the pillows, it's not heter of gromo. And if I would bring the dish under the table, it will not be a heter. The only heter is if I bought it before Shabbos, and again, I'm assuming, what would it be if someone else does it, if we can make it tziruf? By us, Mishnah Berurah says there's another reason why you're allowed to move the table. Ve'oit, do'ein anu nizorim, le'osim ki b'Shabbos al ha'shulchan tachas ha'ner, afa p'shenefel b'yishemen, ki en miskav lekach, chanayim miskav nekshemes al ha'shulchan, eno la'atol as ha'shulchan, shela'ipol olav ha'ner. So I'm thinking now, maybe, because he wanted to say the second reason, that it's eno miskav lekach, it's only if you put it before Shabbos. If you put it before Shabbos, you can't say this heter. V'ashemen anoitev, v'im loinotav l'teich ha'shemen klal, loineser ha'kli l'talte l'machshove v'alme. He was meyached the kli, we saw. But umut olit meboid yoyim, v'ashemen anoitev osu l'istapik m'meno. So he put it there before Shabbos to collect the oil. The oil never came. We'll say that he was makset midaito, and now he can't use it or not. So this is what Mishnah Berurah says, no. The alma machshove to become a basis is no yisur. Ubel yirah bekosav dim not av shemen etzeichu b'edyoim miskayim hachashav to shechoshav leo mikra al deze klishim lachti liyisur a bigger chiddush. And af, even if achar kach nishpach hashemen and it's mashma loy mi boyen Shabbos, for sure it's basis. Kmei mi liach moyes al aklim b'edyoim af shenot le mi b'edyoim mikol gam miyachad liyisur v'av im mukce. It's a bigger chiddush. But if it was no ma'ase, standard was a yichud, we don't say that it becomes a basis, and you're allowed to take it off, and you're allowed to move it in Shabbos. Now, we saw before that the peichom, even then after it blows off, you're allowed to move it. It's not called a basis also. So from here we see the Mishnah Berurah was poshut to him, that even if you maniach something b'yodayim and a chefetz in Shabbos, it doesn't become a basis. Then everyone will be masking with that. We'll see later. The Chazon Ish has a shayla here, but this was mashma in the Mishnah Berurah by us.